Next item is subdivision 2006-31, South Shore Builders LLC, Winding Brook Estates as a preliminary.
This application's been deferred since September 27th. Denrec's issued a septic feasibility statement indicating that the site's suitable for individual on-site septic permits, and Deldot has issued an entrance permit.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2006-31 for South Shore Builders LLC based upon the record and for the following reasons. With the exceptions of lot 11 through 16, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance and protects the orderly growth of the county, and its design complies with the standard subdivision requirements for 3/4 acre lots. A proposed subdivision density does not exceed the density permitted by an existing AR1 zoning. The proposed subdivision will be a restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. The proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, or community facilities or area roadways and public transportation. Denrec has indicated that the site is suitable for septic. A preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. The number of lots shall not exceed 18. Lots 11 through 16 will be eliminated, so there are no lots on the western side of the stream running through the site. As stated by Denrec, these lots are disconnected from the rest of the development and will result in forest loss, wetlands filling, and inadequate wetland buffers. These six lots also do not favorably promote the items within Section 99-9C of the Subdivision Code, such as the integration of a subdivision into the existing terrain and landscape. Minimal use of wetlands, preservation of open space, and minimization of tree, vegetation, and soil removal, and the preservation of natural features. There shall be a walking trail installed throughout the project. The location of the trail be shown on the final site plan. The applicant shall prepare and record restricted covenants governing the development and form a homeowners association to be responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and erosion and settlement control facilities and other common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. If there is an outfall into the existing stream, that must be clearly shown on the final site plan. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. The restricted covenants shall include the agricultural use protection notice. The location for a school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. The location for the bus stop shall be shown on the final site plan. Street naming and addressing shall be subject to review and the approval of Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. A hunting notice similar to the agricultural use notice shall be included within the restricted covenants to advise homeowners that hunting activities occur on adjacent properties. No lot shall include any wetlands. The restricted covenants shall include the wetlands disclosure required by the subdivision ordinance. The interior street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County's design requirement and shall include a system of street lighting. As stated by the applicant, trees shall be preserved to the maximum extent possible. The final site plan shall show the limits of tree removal, and the restricted covenant shall prohibit the removal of trees except as necessary for construction. The final site plan shall contain the approval of Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sediment control facilities. And lastly, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2006-31, South Shore Builders LLC, Winding Brook Estates as a preliminary with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.